There's still a lot we don't know, like the name of the company taking over. Bruce Dyfick will retain a minority interest, and word is the new entity will put $70 million into the place, so it will remain open. Roger Gross, an analyst at Global Gaming Business Magazine, likes what he hears so far, with one caveat.
I'm really a bit unclear whether that $70 million is paying Dyfick for his part of the property or if they're actually going to spend an additional $70 million. That would be very good news.
It's thought the money will go into adding rooms and suites and improving the casino and entertainment options. The Ocean has been at the bottom of the revenue chart, at least in casino operations, since its opening in late June. The new majority owner would require approval by the state. David Matten, KYW News Radio.